Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
Welcome to Manifesting Made Easy with myself, Solara Starr. And today we are exploring how to break free from the dreaded obligation and take our power back in life. Have you ever noticed how the energy that you bring to something will shape your entire experience of it? I've noticed that when I approach obligations with a feeling of resentment, depletion, kind of dragging me, kicking and screaming, I don't just feel drained. I end up attracting more of the same. And of course, the law of attraction, as we know, is always at play. And if we're moving through life feeling like everything is such a burden, and that's exactly what we will continue to experience. More burdens, more resistance, more pressure, and more expectations that feel heavy. But I'm here to tell you today that you don't have to experience that. And I'm going to give you some tips and tools to help you move from a feeling of disempowerment to a feeling of empowerment. So what if we could shift that? What if instead of feeling like, oh, we have to do something, you know, the kind of teenage years when your mum leaves a big list out of jobs for you to do before she gets home from work, that heavy, dreaded feeling. What if we moved away from that and instead we claimed our power back and we were able to choose to do it because we were able to shift our perspective on it from a feeling of obligation and heaviness to even a conscious choice? And believe me, this has a massive impact on our energy and ultimately what we attract into our lives. If you're listening to this, you're either new to manifesting, you've been manifesting for a little while, you've hit a stumbling block, or you just want to keep up to date with some more information, this is definitely for you. Because this podcast and this particular episode is all about moving from a feeling of restriction to a feeling of freedom and empowerment, from depletion to a feeling of inspiration and alignment. So that we can stop manifesting from that feeling of struggle and start creating from a feeling of lightness and being more in flow and in control of ourselves and our lives. So we're going to be breaking it all down today. How obligation affects our manifestations, where and how we can take our power back, and how to start making choices that feel aligned with the life that you want to live, rather than feeling like a drag and it feeling forced. Many of us have felt the weight of obligation. I hear it quite a lot in my private coaching practice. You know, some of the obligations that many of us feel are, you know, very real and very heavy. So I'm not making light of any of this. The point of this is to help break you free from it. And we feel it in all different areas of life. Maybe it's that sense of having to do something, even though every single part of us resists it. We even feel angry about it because we're showing up out of duty, not out of desire. And we feel drained and depleted. And of course, this impacts our emotional state. And as we know, it's our emotions that are the attractor in the law of attraction and our manifestations. And when we don't feel good about something, it affects our internal energy state. It emits a frequency from us. And of course, that in turn will affect what we attract. So if something feels heavy and it feels forced and you're feeling annoyed, you're feeling resentful, it's going to disrupt your flow. There's no doubt about it. And if you're listening to this, chances are you try really hard in your manifestations and in your life. And you want answers to this because you're fed up of it being a constant blocker, where you might feel a relief for a certain amount of time and then it shows its ugly head again. So we want to learn how we can stop acting from a feeling of negative obligation. Yep, there's a positive, believe it or not. We're going to be exploring that today. Rather than from a genuine choice, which is the positive. And we are going to be exploring to see if we can bring you some relief on some of those things that are non-negotiables. Because there are many things in life that, unfortunately, we have to do. We may not love doing it, we may not even like doing it, but they are essential for keeping life moving. So things like paying the taxes, following traffic laws, they're there in order to create some kind of structure and some kind of order. And unless we want a really challenging time and cause a lot of troubles for ourselves, these are things that we almost have to grip up that are a part of life and get on with it. We also have things like our own personal standards, whether it's taking care of our health, showing up for our friends and family, supporting the people that we love, and everything in between. There is a key difference when we view some of these things as part of a collective effort, if you like a community effort. So we all help each other. We come together and be a part of a community that lives life well and supports one another, rather than that feeling of burden which is placed upon us, many of us, from a young age, actually. And when we start looking at some of these through the lens of keeping life moving from a collective perspective, they stop feeling like obligations. But we'll go more into that. I'm a great believer that life is meant to be a shared experience, and we all have our gifts to bring into this collective. And when we start to lean in open-heartedly and willingly, of course, into community and mutual support, everything actually gets a lot easier. I think the problem has come because many of us are just leading separate lives and not actually helping each other out. Where one person may not have space or time in their diary to do one thing, someone else in the community might. And where the other one in the community can't do another thing, someone else in the community may be able to do that one. So how differently would life look if we actually pulled together? It becomes more natural. We start feeling supported. And of course, with that feeling of support comes security. And with security comes stability. We value the exchange of energy. So it becomes that value and something that feels good, like I said, about the support and stability, rather than something that leaves us resentful and drains us. And this is where we can, and this is a broad conversation, right? Because everybody's going to have their own individual ones. And you might be saying, yeah, but to some of this. These are conversations I have on a more personal level in my coaching practice. So in a more broad conversation, this is where we can learn to shift from I have to, I must, I should, I need to, into, you know what, I'm choosing to do this because this is what keeps the community going, flowing, and healthy. Now, of course, as long as we're all showing up with that attitude, then this works very well. But we always get some members of the community that maybe aren't aware or take more than they give. So there's more of a conversation to this, but I'm just introducing this as an option out of some of these heavier feelings. And if there is a family member that is taking more than they're giving, then that's down to you to have that conversation. And this is also down to you to then put boundaries in place. So there's more conversations around this that we could have. Now, there's a whole category, shouldn't I say catalog, probably, of obligations and things that we think we have to do, things we do need to do, things that we feel we should do. So let's take a look at some of them. And also remember, it's important to feel where the energy of these are coming from. Are they coming from guilt? Are they coming from fear? Are they coming from pressure? If so, that is the predominant force that you are emitting. So if we remember that like energy attracts like energy, we emit the feeling of fear or guilt or pressure, then we are going to look at life through the lens of those feelings and attract or see more of the same. So where do we feel obligated in life? Feeling like you have to visit or call certain family members out of guilt. Even if the relationship is strained, it constantly plays on the back of your mind. You don't want to go on the call because you just end up feeling drained. Or attending family events. because it's something that is expected. You've had pressure put upon you, or you put pressure upon yourself, and maybe it's because you don't actually really want to be there, or maybe taking on some family responsibilities that aren't yours. Maybe they're someone else's responsibilities, or they don't feel fair, or perhaps they don't even feel balanced. Or maybe somebody just assumed that you would, and that's your role. Now, remember, in all of this, there's so many more conversations we can have about learning to communicate, stop people pleasing, setting healthy boundaries. So there's going to be a lot of other conversations around these, which I really would love for you to be open to, because this feeds into the whole obligation conversation beautifully. Let's look at intimate relationships, feeling responsible for your partner's emotions, maybe, and then adjusting your behavior in order to keep them happy. That brings about a whole range of thoughts. We're not really being honest. We are bending and twisting ourselves out of shape, out of fear. So we're not really having a deep, connected relationship because it's built on walking on eggshells or people pleasing. We might do activities we don't really want to do, have conversations with people that we just maybe either have no resonance with, find the conversations mind-numbing and boring, or even routines that don't align with us, but we're doing them to avoid conflict. We're doing them because we're scared. We're scared that if we stop or we say something, X, Y, and Z might happen. Now, remember the fear energy, the guilt energy, it's all underlying all of this. And we're wondering why we can't create the life of our desire with these healthy relationships and feelings of peace and abundance. It's because we're working so hard to try and stop upsetting people, upsetting the apple cart, avoiding conflict. And that actually takes a huge amount of energy. But more importantly, you're here because you want to hear about manifestations and you want to know why your manifestations aren't working or how to get them working even more. These are the exact conversations we need to start having. Yes, affirmations are great. Visualizations are amazing. They're all great. But unless we do this deeper work, we're never going to experience that deeper level of peace, freedom, love, and abundance that we all have available to us. Many of us maintain friendships, which are just completely out of the fact that we might have had lots of history together, or out of loyalty. But even when you don't even feel aligned, or you get off the phone and you're rolling your eyes because you don't really like that person anymore. This next one, massively for me, feeling pressure to reply to people immediately, or because I'm scared what they might think of me, or for other people making plans out of fear of disappointing somebody. Could be attending social gatherings or events just to keep the peace, despite not even wanting to or enjoying them. Maybe even taking on extra tasks at work because you feel you have something to prove, maybe. Or you want to prove your commitment, if I can talk properly. You want to prove your commitment, even when it's not necessary. That's more about your own self-esteem. When you do work on your self-esteem, you won't need to do that anymore. Sometimes you will do things because you just want to be able to fit in. Because perhaps there's an underlying wound from your childhood that you don't fit in. So you work extra hard as an adult to try and fit in. Actually, what would be better in that situation is doing some work on healing your past, and then you don't have to work so hard as an adult again. And what I'm hearing myself saying as I'm sharing this with you is how hard this is, like how living in all these obligations and fears and doubts and guilts and trying to prove, it's really hard work. And life isn't meant to be that way. And we're certainly not going to attract the things we want into our life if we're living that way either. Of course, we then also feel obligated to exercise, follow all these certain health routines because we feel we should and we're not good enough if we don't. Keeping up appearances out of pressure rather than enjoyment. You know, and even getting to some of these manifestation practices, we might have some that no longer resonate with us, but we feel obligated to do it because we need to either prove ourselves, or if we don't do it, we feel like we're a bad person, or I can just go on and on and on. So how does all of this leave us feeling? I've already discussed that is a lot of heavy feelings. Like when we feel like we have to do all of these things, you may notice that it actually affects how you feel emotionally. Like for me, it would create knots in my stomach. I feel all twisted up inside, sinking feeling of resistance, which just drained my energy. So anywhere I showed up, I just felt drained. For me, the strongest emotion that came with my resentments Oh, my obligations rather was resentment. Oh my word, I would just feel so like resentful and annoyed, not just towards the situation, towards the person, towards that person that I felt obligated to. But in actual fact, it wasn't anything to do with them. It was me showing up, doing things I didn't really want to do, not having open, honest conversations, being a people pleaser. So I was being dishonest as well. I wasn't being honest with myself either. And I could go on and on and on. And I think it's really important to note here that actually these obligations aren't ever really about these people personally. It's about the expectation that they place upon us or we place upon ourselves. I would quite often show up because I felt I had to, like I've said. I'd get through it as quickly as possible, just wishing the time would whiz away. I used to imagine that I had a superpower that I could just squash time. And then I would just dread the next time. So even if it was like a once a year event, I would think, oh, great, I feel that's that done for the year. And then I would start feeling that feeling again, approaching that anniversary or that event. So for most of my life, I didn't see that I had choice in obligation at all. All I saw was pressure, discomfort, and the loss of my own autonomy. I'd be very interested. Do you feel like that? Let me know on Instagram, send me a little message or an email, slara@slarastar.com. I'd really love to know like some of your awarenesses through this so far, perhaps what obligation leaves you feeling like, where are some of your biggest obligations and what energy's driving that for you? Because remember, these lower feelings of anger or resentment or whatever it might be, or powerlessness, is carried into these obligations. So the people aren't actually really getting the best of us. They're getting this annoyed, frustrated, resistant part of us. And we might put a smile on and go, hi, I say, how are you? We say, oh yeah, I'm fine, thank you. And inside, we're just smiling sweetly, but we're thinking something completely different. Like, when are we going to start being honest with ourselves? This is a conversation I think is so important. Because actually, it's not about them, it's about us. It's about a lack of communication, lack of honesty, lack of boundaries. And it's not making us bad or wrong. It's tools we weren't taught, but we can learn them now. If you're listening to this, then there's got to be some part that's open to actually, yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind learning a bit more about boundaries, or I wouldn't mind learning a bit more about communication and people pleasing. And once I overcome that, that'll be interesting to see what happens with my manifestations beyond that. So it is important to look at some things and think, you know, is this really an obligation? Or is there a way that I can shift how I see this so it doesn't feel like something that's been imposed on me, so it feels more like a choice? And I wonder if it was a choice, how differently that would feel. So let's look healthy versus negative obligation. So positive obligation is generally rooted in choice, rooted in core values and being in alignment, and generally it's a mutual benefit. So these obligations, I have to say, my lovely listener, they may require effort, because life does, and we do need to put effort into things that are important to us, of course, but they don't have to feel like a burden. Then, of course, we've got negative obligation, a totally different story. Many of us will absolutely know and have examples of our own obligations rushing through our head as I'm sharing this information with you. So negative obligations generally rooted in guilt, fear, pressure, expectation. I could go on and on. And when we say yes out of fear of disappointing someone, or because we feel like we have to, this will absolutely lead to resentment, to tiredness, to fatigue, to disconnection, to frustration. Now, all of these vibrate on the lower rungs of the vibrational ladder. The things that you want to experience in your life, that peace, that freedom, that love, that abundance of every kind, and prosperity and close connection, are emotions that vibrate on the higher rungs of the ladder. And as long as we are showing up in life in the same way, saying yes when we mean no, doing things we don't really want to do, or looking at through the lens of negative obligation rather than choice, we're keeping ourselves on that lower vibration. It's no one else. We can't blame the world or the universe or this other person, or it's us, because we haven't learnt the skills yet to help us move from this lower rung to a higher rung where everything we want is already available to us. So there's loads of different ways of reframing obligations. I really love Mel Robbins' The Let Them Theory. I highly recommend that book, by the way. And explains that we can absolutely retain our power and retain our autonomy by shifting our perspective from having to do, that feeling of must do or should do, to choosing to do something. Not because we're being pushed or forced, because some of it aligns with the kind of person that we want to be and our core values. If core values is something you haven't heard of before, I'm going to be running my next manifestation masterclass, which is free, by the way, to every listener. I'll pop a little link to the sign-up page here in the show notes. If you can't watch it live, then you can grab it on replay because it'll always be sent out on replay. And this is going to be one of the most important masterclasses you can do, because unless you know what your core values are, it's going to be difficult for you to hold a tight, secure structure for your manifestations to build upon. If your core value is connection and presence and honesty and integrity, and there's loads more, by the way, I could reel off, you might find that some of your obligations, you are completely operating against your core values that you didn't even know what they were. And when we know what they are, we're able to stay more in alignment. So I'd love for you to sign up for this free masterclass. It's the first Wednesday of every month. And it's free, like I say, to everybody. And I'm going to be doing a specific masterclass on core values because I believe it's really, really important. So join me live if you can, but if you can't, on replay. So reframing, instead of, oh, I have to go and visit my family. You know, I choose to visit my family because I value connection. I value community. You know, and sometimes these people aren't going to be around. And actually, if you don't care if they ever are going to be around ever again, then maybe you're not being honest about going in the first place. Maybe you can honor yourself and not make any requirements to visit your family if it has such a heavy feeling. But actually, if they are people that weren't here tomorrow and you would miss them because some part of you loves them and values them, then you can choose to build these connections. It doesn't have to be an obligation. Or instead of going to that dreaded work event, oh gosh, I choose to go because I want to build relationships within the industry. I want to network. I want my career to grow. I want to get to know X, Y, and Z a little bit better because they work in a different department and I like them. So there's always this reframe. Sometimes we need help with some of these reframes. Some obligations are really heavy and it's very difficult for us to see the woods through the trees. For example, I had a massive obligation with my dad, bless him, when he was alive. He had no friends. He had been fired from loads of jobs. And I felt a huge weight around my neck with him. I've made peace with it all now. This is just explaining what that was like for me back then, because I felt like I had to put a roof over his head. I had to clothe him. He had no money or barely enough to live. Feed him. Oh, I felt utterly obligated. I felt so disempowered. I felt angry. I felt resentful. I felt so annoyed. I've worked through a lot of that growing up now. I've learned more about being honest with myself and my core values and communication and boundaries. But back then it was really difficult and I needed professional help to help me through that. So some of these things that I'm mentioning today, some of them you're going to need help with, either from a coach, a counselor, if it's really deep, maybe psychotherapy or something more. But I urge you, my dear friend, to get help with anything that you're feeling stuck with, so that you don't have to feel like you're trying to climb this vibrational ladder with a big, huge sack of weight on your back. It doesn't have to be that way. So now let's look at some tips and tools. As I was feeling into this, there's so many. So tips and tools, my first one is learn healthy boundaries. Learn if you are a people pleaser and what you can do about it. Learn the difference between being kind and nice. Believe me, there's a massive difference I had no idea about. Learn how to communicate effectively. Become more self-aware. The part that you're playing in the outcomes you're experiencing. That's the best freedom you can give yourself. It's the hardest, but it's the best. It's actually what I work with every day with my clients. So reach out if that's something you'd like help with. But I would say, like, decide what kind of person you want to be. And some of that's going to be knowing your core values. So sign up for the workshop. One of your tips and tools is a workshop I'm going to be offering you for free next month. And when you know what your core values are and what kind of person you want to be, this can be your filter for any obligations or requests of your time. And this is really important. Learn to pause before saying yes. Ask yourself, does this feel like a choice? Does it feel like a burden? Is there a way that I can reframe this in my mind? Bearing in mind what we were talking about the community, about learning to be honest, your core values, da 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 da. You know, will this contribute to mine and the community stability and security? And asking yourself questions like this, you may want to even play this podcast again and make some notes on the parts that really spoke to you. But you can as well, if you like to have end of day reflections, is review some of the obligations that you had throughout the day. You know, which ones felt good? Why did they feel good? Which ones felt bad? And why did they feel bad? Is this something that you can accept as part of your life? Or do you need to set better boundaries? Learn to communicate more effectively and such like. I guarantee you there's going to be something that you can do for yourself that can help with your growth. So you don't have to keep repeating these patterns and cycles anymore. And you get to break free from that horrible feeling and energy of obligation. So by viewing obligations through these various lenses that I've offered today, remember you do have choice. You can learn what your values are and stay in alignment with them, which will help you climb that vibrational ladder a lot quicker, which means your dreams are going to come true a lot quicker for you. It's going to help to remove any resistance, and it's going to help you to attract what your heart desires and more from a place of empowerment and certainty and lightness and flow rather than that feeling of depletion. It's been lovely to be back with you. I look forward to being back with you again, same time next week. In the meantime, remember to sign up for Activation Lounge, your monthly manifestation Make Me a Magnet next month, and let's continue on your journey of healing and empowerment.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.